The Kingdom of Puppets. A long time ago, a beloved king ruled over a small kingdom from his castle in the center of the city. When the king died, his son took over. But Prince Safwan was not like his father. He was ill-tempered and did not have the patience to listen to his ministers and aides. His first act was to fire the vizier Fahmin. The fired minister left the kingdom and bought a farm of olive and palm trees in a valley outside the city. King Safwan appointed a new vizier named Hassan. Vizier Hassan tried to do his job, but whenever he gave his opinion, offered advice, or disagreed with the king would fly into a rage and punish him. After a very hard year, Vizier Hassan went to visit the former vizier Fahmin at his farm. He complained about the way King Safwan never listened, and about the strange decisions he made, and how he never changed his mind, even when it became clear that he was wrong. There was another guest at Fahmin's farm, who people say was the famous wise man, Luqman al-Hakim. He listened to Vizier Hassan's complaints and then gave him some advice. "It sounds like your king does not want a vizier to help him run the kingdom, but rather a wooden puppet, like the ones made by Sarhan, the craftsman. Go to his workshop and ask him to make you a puppet that looks exactly like you, wears your clothes, and can repeat a few words like, 'Yes, your majesty. Indeed, your highness. Your wish is my command.' That way, you will find relief, and so will the king." Vizier Hassan followed the advice of Luqman the wise. That very day, he went to Sarhan the craftsman's workshop. It was filled with all kinds of puppets. Wooden puppets, stuffed puppets, walking puppets, and talking puppets. Sarhan took Hassan's measurements and promised that his puppet would be ready in a week. When the day came, Sarhan delivered the puppet vizier to the gates of the castle. The guards greeted the puppet with official salutes because it looked exactly like the real vizier. Vizier Hassan was amazed at the resemblance. Covering his face with a mask, he brought the puppet to his seat at the royal court. After a few days, he was sure the plan was working. The king was happy with the smiling vizier, who was mostly quiet, except to say he agreed with the king and admired him. Vizier Hassan took this chance to leave the kingdom for a job at Fahman's farm in the valley. Then one day, the chief of the guards visited Fahmin. He was complaining about King Safwan when Vizier Hassan entered the room and asked Fahmin about the olive harvest. Seeing the chief's surprise, Hassan told him a secret. The chief loved the idea so much that he decided to copy it. He went to Sarhan the craftsman and ordered a puppet that looked like him and wore his uniform. His plan worked. As the weeks went by, the secret was passed among the rest of the castle ministers, aides, and guards. They all left the kingdom in the same way. One by one, they escaped to the valley, leaving behind puppets that looked like them. The puppets were able to stand, sit, bow, and say nothing but, "Yes, your majesty." Soon, there was no one left to run things in the city, and life became hard for its people. They too left the kingdom and settled in the valley, starting farms and building homes and markets. As for King Safwan, nobody knows when he discovered that he had been tricked, or if he ever noticed the difference at all, for he never left his castle, and visitors stopped coming to the kingdom after it became empty of its people.